Lesson 6. The Bounty, Part 2. After Captain Bligh and the 18 members of his crew who remained loyal to him were set adrift in an open boat, they understood clearly that the chance of their surviving to report the calamity was slim. Nevertheless, Bligh wasted no time in raising the sail and ordering the men to start rowing. He also began a journal, in which he meticulously recorded everything that happened. The greatest hazard they faced was the weather. In stormy seas, the overcrowded 23-foot boat was tossed so mercilessly that drowning seemed imminent. One storm, which lasted 2 weeks, kept the men thoroughly soaked the entire time. On other days, the sweltering heat of the tropical sun left them too exhausted to row. They stayed alive by collecting rainwater and by stopping at tiny, uninhabited islands to gather fruit and oysters. In this way, they added to the meager supply of food and water they had been given when they were set adrift. At last, weak and barely alive, they reached Timor, north of Australia, where they were received by the Dutch governor of the island. Their ordeal had lasted 41 days. Another 10 weeks elapsed before Captain Bligh was well enough to leave for England. When he arrived there in March 1790, he was lionized by the public for his amazing feat of crossing almost 4,000 miles of uncharted ocean in an open boat. Nevertheless, losing one's ship as the result of a mutiny was a serious matter that required investigation. Bligh defended his actions well before the Court of Inquiry, which was conducted by the Navy. They ruled that he was not responsible for the loss of his ship. The British government took a quite different view of the mutineers, however. Having learned that some of the former crew members of the Bounty were on Tahiti, the Navy sent an armed ship, the Pandora, to bring them to justice. When the ship arrived in March 1791, the officers found that many of the mutineers had married Tahitian women and were beginning to assimilate into the life of the island. All the men were quickly apprehended and taken aboard the Pandora, where they were interrogated by the captain. They told him that Fletcher Christian, with 8 crew members, had sailed away to an unknown destination after a brief stay on Tahiti. With the captured mutineers on board, the Pandora set sail for England. On the return voyage, however, 4 of the prisoners drowned when the ship sank in a storm. They had been kept shackled below decks, with the captain refusing to release them until the last moment before the ship went down. Of those remaining, 6 were arraigned when they eventually reached England. At the trial that followed, 3 were found guilty and hanged for conspiring to take over the Bounty by force. The others were set free. And yet the story does not end there. In 1808, an American seal hunting ship called the Topaz dropped anchor off what was believed to be an uninhabited island 1,300 miles southeast of Tahiti. A party sent ashore to explore discovered a man there named Alexander Smith. He had been one of the mutineers on the Bounty, and he had a bizarre tale to tell the American sailors. 20 years before, he said, Fletcher Christian had sailed to this speck of land, known today as Pitcairn Island, accompanied by 8 of his fellow mutineers and 18 Tahitians. After the Bounty had burned and sunk, the men and women began their new life on the island. But dissension soon developed when the sailors tried to force the Tahitians to become their servants. Quarrels led to violence and eventually to murder. The society they had established collapsed into anarchy. Within 10 years of the Bounty's arrival at the island, Alexander Smith was the only one of the men left alive. Today, his descendants still live on Pitcairn Island.